Possibly because Pope John XXIII said long ago that we have enough prophets of doom, and it's important to identify even the glimmers of hope in any situation, and in that way to encourage the people who are hopeful to continue to be hopeful. Well, I saw a certain willingness to dialogue, and the dialogue did in fact begin on Monday last, as a result, I think, of the talks in Annapolis. Finally, representatives of the Palestinian Authority and the Israel government sat down in a hotel in Jerusalem to talk about the fundamental issues like boundaries, the question of refugees, the question of visas, I presume. Now, the fact that that took place is a sign of hope. One of the negative things is that there's not a great deal of trust. People don't trust each other, but that's to be expected wherever you have these conflicts. Of course, then on Tuesday, when after the dialogue did begin, we had this shower of missiles being launched from the Gaza Strip, and that will be pointed out. But despite those setbacks, people of vision have to begin to see that only dialogue is the way forward. And we met people, politicians who, you know, said, yes, we have taken steps. The Minister for the Interior said, I left the Likud to join my present party because I believe in peace and I will continue to work for peace. And I was very heartened to hear that, because patience is a part of hope.